Mark Mills quit his steady job as a pastry chef for the decidedly unsteady life of a farmer. Making the decision took two things, he says.
Boundless enthusiasm coupled with a little bit of ignorance.
Mills majored in history in college. All he knows about producing food comes from gardening and 26 years working in restaurants. So why did he do it?
Well, it's beautiful. Why wouldn't you want to come to work here? My own boss. But really, it's my love of food.
That love of food has become nearly a national obsession in recent years. Here's one indicator. The number of farmers markets has more than doubled in the past decade. Federal, state, and local governments see opportunities to create jobs and new businesses. Mills was one of four people in a new Montgomery County, Maryland program helping novice farmers get started. Sarah Miller, with the Department of Economic Development, says it worked better than they expected.
Boy, we didn't even know how many we would get. We thought maybe one or two would be great, but I don't think that we expected four.
The program provided a few essential things.
They provided the connection with the landowner so I could actually have the land to farm on, which is key. Then certainly they provided the financing for the deer fence and the irrigation, some basic things to get going.
And they connected him with a mentor, farming veteran Woody Woodruff.
The big thing to work with him on now is season extension, helping him to do the things that will allow him to harvest crops deeper into the fall and early winter.
Woodruff showed Mills how white netting keeps off the frost. Mills' rookie season has gone pretty well. Roughly 450 kilos of turnips, 90 kilos of carrots, 130 kilos of greens, and more. The hardest part has not been growing the crops, he says. It's been selling them.
Well, I won't say that I broke even. Would be nice. Probably put about $5,000 of my own money in. I'm probably going to walk away with four and a half.
Luckily, his wife's non-farm job will keep them afloat financially. For now, anyway. Experts say many new farmers need to support themselves with another source of income. But Mills says he has no regrets.
If it's really something you want to do, the opportunity comes along, you got to take it.
Data on just how many other novice farmers are taking that opportunity will be in a U.S. Department of Agriculture report early in 2014. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Montgomery County, Maryland.